Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and today is Monday, April 1st. Photos of a Tesla Model 3 under wraps have people asking if the anticipated Plaid upgrade with Ludicrous mode is imminent. We know that Tesla has been working on a high-performance version of the Model 3. We don't know what it will be called, but it could go by Plaid or Ludicrous, both references to the movie Spaceballs. Now we have some indication that the upgrade could be happening soon. Photos first appeared online showing several of the new refreshed Model 3s under wraps outside an event space. The post caption says that the Model 3 Ludicrous will be released sooner than we think. As today is also the first day of a new quarter, this could be a way to build momentum, especially if deliveries aren't up to expectations. The Tesla Semi demonstrates that battery electric trucks can directly replace diesel trucks. A Tesla engineer has given a rare update on the Tesla Semi electric truck program. Tesla Semi has transported more than 20,000 battery packs from Gigafactory Nevada to Fremont Factory at a lower operating cost than diesel trucks. The trucks run the same route and carry the same load as diesel trucks, but at substantially lower operating cost. He expects market adoption to happen quickly now that the EPA's new strict emission rules on trucks will push manufacturers to electrify. Tesla will need to scale up its Semi production. The Semi is currently only in low volume production at a factory outside Gigafactory Nevada. The rules will help hasten the overall fleet transition to zero emissions and address the harmful pollutants from diesel trucks. Ford is moving inventory after slashing prices by up to $8,100 on its best-selling electric SUV, the Mustang Mach-E, showing that buyers are looking for more affordable EVs. The move came after Mach-E sales fell over 50% in January with only 1,295 units handed over. But now, the price reductions are working. Mach-E movement has been, quote, dramatic and immediate. The weekly movement rose from 300 to over 1,000, even reaching 1,800 in early March. Despite the reports of cooling demand, EVs are still sought after for the right price. But the question is, can Ford afford to keep prices lower? Ford's Model E electric vehicle lost $4.7 billion last year. The rising losses were due to, quote, extremely competitive pricing and new EV investments. Ford has been cutting its workforce recently, citing slower than expected demand. Despite the rising Mach-E sales, there are some dark clouds lingering. Ford's Mach-E turn rate continues to trail behind the industry average, even with the price cuts. Overall, Ford is now shifting plans to smaller, more affordable EVs to keep up with Tesla and low-cost Chinese automakers. These models are expected to begin rolling out in 2026 with a starting price of around $25,000. China's leading electric car maker, BYD, recorded over 300,000 EV sales in Q1 of 2024. But the question is it enough to maintain its lead over Tesla? Despite EV sales rising 13% year over year, they were down from the over 526,400 sold in Q4 2023. Although Tesla has yet to report Q1 delivery numbers, estimates are all over the place. Yet they are still consistently higher than the 300,000 BYD sold. The average consensus is around 458,500. If true, Tesla will be able to take back the title of global EV leader. Despite fierce competition and an aggressive price war in China, BYD continues selling more EVs. Yet, BYD doesn't see Tesla as a competition. The automaker launched a, quote, liberation battle against gas-powered cars as it continues stealing market share from legacy automakers. BYD looks to carry the momentum into 2024 with a series of more affordable EVs. BYD says new energy vehicles have entered the knockout round as it continues growing its overseas footprint. Amid an intense price war and lost market share to BYD and Tesla, China's state-owned automaker SAIC Motor is making drastic job cuts this year at its joint ventures with General Motors and Volkswagen and at its EV unit. Mass layoffs by Chinese-owned firms are extremely rare, but the fierce price spearheaded by BYD has forced its hand. Legacy car maker SAIC and foreign partners have lost market share to Tesla and privately owned companies such as BYD. In China, there are more than 94 brands offering more than 300 EV models. For nearly two decades, SAIC has been a powerhouse in China, but its sales fell 16%. The bulk of the firing will happen via implementing stricter performance standards and offering payouts to lower-rated employees who resign. However, SAIC refuted the claim, telling Reuters that the company doesn't plan to downsize. According to the report, SAIC has a pressure cooker-style rating system for employees from A to D, with employees rated D offered payouts to quit, while C-rated employees are put into uncomfortable positions, forcing them to quit. These ratings apply to white-collar professionals, but not factory workers. In China, rising EV sales account for 23% of total car sales. Tesla has a special exception from the requirement of foreign automakers forming joint ventures with Chinese-owned firms. Tesla set up its own entity in China, where it produces its biggest global output. In today's community comment found on YouTube, somebody mentioned that Tesla has always planned to license out their FSD to other automakers when they had reached a sufficient level of autonomy. Well, this is a good point. It would be interesting to see if the forces of competition conflict here. The other automakers using FSD would be competing directly against Tesla models for market share. If they become the first automaker to reach level 5 autonomy, they would probably corner the market, since anyone who's looking to get FSD would have to get a Tesla.